you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 9:9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. I release this prayer in your spirit as you go through your mentoring process. I pray that you will acknowledge that your mentoring process is to mold your character and to kill your flesh. It's to prepare you to be ready as bride of Christ. You are called by the side of your mentor to express your Heavenly Father's call in your life. I decree that you will not despise your period of training, because the Lord is working what is pleasing in His sight in you. I speak a high increase in your level of servanthood. I declare that you are choosing to be a servant to your mentor in the name of Jesus. I speak deliverance to you from that want to be seen spirit, which is pride, that may be hiding behind your character. You will stand in the background. You will fulfill your duties in secret, where no one can see or acknowledge you. You shall be rewarded openly. I say that you will stay in your place of training so your gifts can be cultivated properly to cause you to produce good fruit in your season, in Jesus' name. In the mentoring process, some things are caught, not taught. I pray that you will stay in your place to allow your divine impartation to flow through your spirit and biblical cord from your mentor's spirit to your spirit. I declare that you will not be moved or tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. I say that you are planted in your place in your season of training, which will cause your rivers of living water to stir up in your belly. I silence every stranger voice in your life, and I declare that you will have a deaf ear to those voices of distraction concerning your process. When your mentor becomes the weapon that God has ordained to make and mold you gets too hot, or inconvenient, or uncomfortable, I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost that you will not run and hide under a rock and hoping to die, but you will go through the valley of the shadows of death and allow your flesh and your own will to die and be buried in the name of Jesus. By the authority of the Holy Ghost, I establish you as a student of protocol. You have rule and discipline in your life. I believe, even as I pray, that you are developing an ear to hear your mentor, that your development can be successful for your eternal purpose. I decree that your discerning eyes are sharpened so you could see clearly in the spirit realm and recognize your tests after each training session. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree that you will pass every test of loyalty, sincerity, stewardship, honesty, and faithfulness. I disconnect you from your old place of manner and declare that you will cleave to your place of fresh rhema. And I say that you will embrace your unfamiliar place, your place of mentorship. I decree that you are surviving your different season of mentoring. In your painful season, while you are being cut off from your old unrighteous soul ties, disconnect from your past connection that are not part of your destiny. In the Holy Ghost, I blow strength in your heart and mind. And furthermore, I pray that you will survive your season of rain, the cleansing process, purging old habits, thoughts, and washing away your stinking thinking. I release the holy stream in your spiritual canal, cleaning out the bitterness and secret anger that has been hiding in your heart for many years. I decree by the word of God that you will also survive through your mentor season of transformation. When your mentor transforms into a spiritual mirror, I speak to the scales over your eyes and declare them to be moved away. I say that your spiritual eyes are turning inside out, and I say that you will search for the real stink in your character. I say that you will not be in denial and justify your ways, but be a lover of truth and be a doer of the word of God. When your mentor takes a form of saw to pluck your nerve, I speak to your emotion. I say that you are in submission to the Holy Spirit and you will not react. Instead, you will live out every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. When your mentor takes on the spirit of Elisha and asks for you to sow your last, I pray that you will obey as the widow woman has done, so your reservoir will never run dry. I declare and decree by the matchless name of Jesus Christ that you are transforming into the humility of Noah's two sons and learn how to cover your mentor's nakedness. I declare and decree that you are answering your prophetic call as a servant and transform into Elisha's spirit of servitude and pour out water on your mentor's hand. I call out the warrior in you and say that you will transform into one of David's soldiers, a soldier of Abishai, honorably protecting your mentor's anointing and to stand in a faithful covenant with your mentor. I declare a quick supernatural manifestation of this prayer in your life. In Jesus' only name I pray. Amen. Jesus. My.